Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarro, Texas. County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 22nd day of October 2018. Wow. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. The Central American caravan has swelled to an estimated 7,000 migrants. And you can bet we're going to discuss it when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Central American caravan has swelled to an estimated 7,000 migrants just in time for these elections, so everybody can go out there and vote their straw man, so that their corporations can vote, that the corporations can continue to hold the people as property. The ever-growing, this is from the Insider, by the way, the ever-growing caravan of Central American migrants swelled on Sunday to an estimated 7,000 people who are largely dedicated to traveling north in hopes of reaching the United States. The caravan set out from Honduras on October 13th as a group of 160 migrants, but grew to a massive group after word spread. The migrants have told news outlets they're fleeing their home countries because of crippling poverty and widespread violence. You know, it's like $7,000 a piece to get each one of these son of a bitches down here. $7,000 a piece and a few million people, man, maybe you could take your own country back, man. They got fucking more than I do, don't they? That isn't what this is about, though, is it? On Sunday, they trekked through Mexico, chanting Sai Se Pieto, Spanish for, yes, we could. I think it's supposed to be, yes, we can. What the fuck? President Donald Trump has raged against the governments of Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, accusing them of not doing enough to stop the exodus of Central America. You know, that when this first came out, we'll seal the borders. These people there, you will stop them. And the Mexican government's going to stop them at the border. Remember all them things? Oh, yeah, that's right. And we're going to throw every one of them out of here. And we're going to, on day one, DACA ends. It's time for elections, people. I mean, they know that the poverty that's out here, you know, the $16 an hour jobs out here. We talked about that when Laura and I first started out. But, you know, we run on the petrodollar. The minimum wage was $3.05 an hour. It would buy you slightly over 5 gallons of gas. And now $16 an hour jobs for all you out there. Yeah, that $16 won't buy as much gas as that $3.05 would. So you're working at starting out minimum wage when I started out as a kid at 17 years old. President Donald Trump has raged again. He's raging. He's raging, people. Raging again. That goddamn them. And they'll get, you know, I'll put the army on the border. Well, goddamn, you better. There's going to be, if they're probably, you know, 10 or 20,000 of them by the time they get there, we're going to need a whole lot of people to process them into the country, aren't we, Donnie? Trump has threatened to cut aid to those countries if the caravan makes it to the U.S. border through, though he praised the Mexican government for deploying federal police officers to manage the situation. They know they were sending Mexicans were going to go down and stop them. Remember, that was his words. They're going to stop them. They're not coming across the Mexican border. And they're managing them again. Yeah, they're managing to get them on buses. On trains, and they'll play the same fucking game. They'll get down here close. They've broken up into splinter groups, and then it'll be the same goddamn thing. They'll be coming across, and then there'll be lawsuits and the children, and it'll just fucking continue, because that's the name of the game. Because Trump is nothing but a fucking con man. They're all. I mean, this whole federal corporation is nothing but a pack of con men. It is a international criminal cabal. And of course, they even had a law passed to remove the restriction on them using propaganda on the people. Do you think any of this could be propaganda? I mean, we went from, they'll be dead. Well, goddamn. I mean, I can't sit here and go over the lies, can I? We only got an hour. Trump has threatened to cut aid to those countries. He's threatening. If the caravan makes it to the U.S. border, well, it'll all break up, and you really can't call it a caravan. And tell me this, why in the fuck are we paying aid to these goddamn foreign countries anyway? Why is what is supposed to be my property being taken from me without due process of the law and handed over to these fuckers anyway, to start with? Every one of them will be dressed nice if their women are fat. Man, they look like a real oppressed group. They're coming here for the free Walmart. Full efforts are being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, he tweeted on Sunday. People have to apply for asylum in Mexico first, and if they fail to do that, the U.S. will turn them away. The courts are asking the U.S. to do things that are not doable. Oh, man, those courts. Those illegal courts. That illegal corporate government courts. To operate under the Uniform Commercial Code and contract law, and fuck the Bill of Rights, fuck the people who own this country, fuck the American nationals. We're giving your country over to these son of a bitches. We're recolonizing this country so that we can have slave labor. We don't want to transport the fucking raw materials, the raw resources that we are stealing from you. It's costing us money in transportation. We want the slave population right here, and you're going to be one of them, or you're going to be dead in a fucking hole with a goddamn 40 caliber hollow point through your head. I got it. He added, the caravans are a disgrace to the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party. See, it's in party things. It's in Democrats, Republicans. Man, pick a side, people, and start killing one another. Would you please? You're gonna kill Democrats as a Republican, or Republicans as a Democrats. It was Confederates and Republicans Yankees. You know, the Republicans. It's a republic against the Confederacy, Confederacy against where they brother killing brother, father killing son. God damn, we're a stupid people. Never looking at the people sitting back fucking cashing in on it like Lincoln and his buddies. Nick Stewart. You know, they had the runners that ran. They always, just like with Napoleon, you know, when he lost at Waterloo and they went and told that they'd won and the currencies changed and the Rothschilds made $1 zillion. That went on all through the Civil War. Every time there was a big battle. They would come back and see they had their money in gold, and then the Yankees the Republic won one, so the price of that Yankee greenback was going to go up against gold. It sold all your gold and you bought them Yankee greenbacks and got a big pile of them, and because this was being orchestrated from both sides, the next big win would be a Confederate win. And but the word we get, you know, get like they said, they have special runners just to bring it straight to the straight there. They were the first ones that got to know for the people or anybody else, you know, that might have gold or Yankee greenbacks or Confederate dollars or what might have you. Take all that goddamn that Yankee greenbacks that were just devalued that nobody else knows about and buy gold, and then the gold went up. Fortunes made as the people bled the fucking ground dry. I mean, what soaked this goddamn ground with their blood? Brother killing brother. Father killing son. Over a fucking lie. Over a plan, a con. A con that goes on to this very fucking day, and we all know it. He added, the caravans are a disgrace to the Democratic Party. Oh, no, there ain't none of them Republicans trying to pump these motherfuckers in here, is there? You and your rich buddies, Trump, you don't want that goddamn slave labor in here, do you? You buy in that deal you made with Mexico, they are going to pay to build that wall, right? This is coming up on the campaign, people. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Caravan, caravan, caravan. Oh, my God, you got to stop them. As it slowed down, I mean, in the last few weeks, the reporting's been that it's worse than ever down on the border. More of them pouring in here. This is an invasion. In fact, we have a little piece here. This is a woman. I mean, she can't speak clear English. But she at least understands when fucking war is being declared upon a country. I mean, you significant Americans out there, the money in the bank, you own a house, goddamn, you got a goddamn good job, and you vote, boy, you go vote that straw man every fucking time. You're dumber than this broad, man. At least this woman here, when she sees war, she knows what a war is. Evidently, the people in this country become too fucking stupid to even realize what a war is when one's being waged on them.
This morning, the caravan of migrants pushing closer to the United States of America, right to our border, despite Mexican authorities' supposed best efforts to stop them. Our next guest, who legally immigrated to America from Nicaragua, is calling this caravan a total invasion. She's calling it an act of war. Here to explain, Amapola Hansberger, founder of Legal Immigrants for America. Amapola, what do you mean act of war? I thought we were supposed to open up our arms and have compassion.
Well, the caravan is an invasion and an act of war, which is defined as an act of aggression by a country against another, which constitutes an immediate threat to peace. And I must add, an immediate threat to national security.
Now, you are a legal immigrant. You came from Nicaragua. How did you do it?
Yes. Legally. Went to the embassy, filled out forms, submitted myself to the vetting process, and waited patiently for the embassy to approve my coming.
And these people
are... That's how people should do it.
And these people are not waiting for that. Why are they coming here, and who are they?
I believe that they are, we do not know, but they are a threat to our national security, because today war is not only countries that go to war. It is groups such as ISIS, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Taliban, and they have declared war openly against the United States. So with the open borders policies we've had, how many of them are in America? That's the question.
Right. And, you know, President Trump tweeted this out. The caravans are a disgrace to the Democratic Party. Change the immigration laws now. And, you know, you point out, too, the caravan organizers are a problem because they're coming from countries, in Honduras, for example, that is number one in the world in homicides. El Salvador is number four. Guatemala is number five. So just on statistical purposes, just running the stats, sabermetrics, this doesn't look as though, you know, we're actually causing ourselves some security issues by allowing 5,000 to 7,000 people we don't know in. You also believe that 45,000 will be coming next.
Yes, I believe that the numbers increase every time they come in successfully. And at what point are we going to call them call the organizers are committing an act of war. Is it that 40,000 when they bring in 40,000 strangers?
I hear you. Lastly, what is the message inside Nicaragua? Why do they all of a sudden feel as though they can come here, or Honduras? Why is all of a sudden they feel like the floodgates are open? What happened?
I believe they're enticed by people that fund their caravan with money. They are instructed what to say, what to do, and they are also brainwashed into believing they belong in the United States of America. And
gotcha.
That they have rights to come in and ask for benefits.
Amapola Hansberg,
Free Walmart,
for sharing your legal immigration story.
Thank you very much.
You know, there's just a couple of, you know, she mentioned the Taliban and ISIS and all. There's a couple of communist terrorist groups she forgot to mention. La Raza and La Macha. I mean, they're acting like they're going to sneak in with these. This is a fucking invasion from the Central and South America. There's no two ways about it. God damn it. And they're being financed. We've talked about this how many times. What are the logistics of moving 7,000 people? It'd be 40,000, like she said, next time. And at least, I mean, as dim-witted as this woman is, she... That looks like an invasion to me. No shit. They're coming here for the free Walmart. They're coming here to take what belongs to you and me. I think that's a goddamn invasion. I think that is a war. A war that will be ignored. And I'll tell you what, they'll play right through this, right through the goddamn elections. I hear he's promising another big goddamn incentive for, a tax cut for the middle class. A whole nother $1,000, and we already talked about what $16 is worth today. So that $1,000 ain't worth a whole goddamn lot either. I mean, when they're controlling the numbers, and they wake up in the morning, and they'll tell you what that fiat dollar in your pocket's worth, won't they? They could empty your pocket tomorrow by you wake up and say, oh goddamn, there's been a bankruptcy declared. That money in your pocket ain't worth nothing. If they stop us now, we'll just come back a second time. Here, I mean, my God, well, it is what it is, people. You know, we sit here and we pound our heads. I guess the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And what are we doing here? We sit here and we just went through this. We just played this game, didn't we? I mean, they're not even waiting. They used to wait, you know, 10, 15, 20 years between wars and stuff and dirty deeds like this, you know, to wait. But they're in a goddamn bums rush right now because this country is being liquidated. It is a corporation that is bankrupt on the international scene. No matter how much, I mean, you can say, well, no, it's bankrupt. We can, you know, we can borrow trillions of dollars. Well, Donald Trump went bankrupt 9 fucking times, came out of it a billionaire on every chance, every time. Now, didn't he? Though Mexico has tried to prevent the migrants from crossing illegally and ordered them to request asylum from immigration officials at the U.S.-Guatemala border, only several hundred did. According to the NPR, roughly 1,500 caravan members remained on the Guatemalan side of the border. I'll tell you what, if there was a reason for it, which there isn't, because we hold the welfare... But if we just started, I mean, how would it be like if 7,000 Americans just walked right into goddamn Mexico and started demanding goddamn welfare and demanding goddamn, well, ain't got no rights down there, do you? You don't get no, there ain't no rights. We're American nationals. Only we have the rights. There'd be no reason for us to do it. But I mean, if anybody did just come across their border that they really didn't want there, what would they fucking do? It would be machine guns, just like the goddamn Israelis. They'd be sitting out there plinking your ass from 200 yards away and laughing about it. And if you went down there to stop this, if you went down, I'll tell you that, there you go. You went down there to stop this, you would face the American army backed by the Mexican army. No two ways about it. As the owners of this goddamn country, that's a dirty federal corporation, international corporate mafia, period. Many others entered Mexico illegally. Oh, really? You know, what would they do? God, we've seen what happened to an American, man. You get caught down there without a visa. Man, if your family's got thousands of dollars to buy you out of there, you might get out of there after being beaten and treated like a goddamn animal. But, I mean, goddamn, many others entered Mexico illegally, and it just, and what they say, the Mexican, they're up there, they're managing the situation. They're going to manage to get them right up here to your goddamn border. And then then we'll send the federal troops down there to fill out the goddamn paperwork to bring them on in, to give them their $257 a day and put the goddamn murdering bastards in your communities. Right? I mean, I can sit here and say this because that's what's going to happen. And everybody listening to me knows it's fact. So what you need to do is you need to get your straw man corporation, and you need to get on board with this. You go down and vote in the name of a straw man corporation that takes your Bill of Rights away from you as a good 14th Amendment subject. That's what you need to do. We want to get to the United States, Marie Arias Rodriguez, 17, who was traveling from Honduras with her husband and two young children, told the Times. If they stop us now, we'll just come back and a second time. Too bad they weren't that determined to fix the problems in their own very rich countries, huh? Too bad the recent, but see, they're getting paid to do this. God damn it. You know, $7,000 a pop to come on down here. The woman, she said that there are people financed. George Soros. You think this is being financed? You think you can move people like this across the country? Watch how fucking fast they come across that country, too. The supply logistics. Hey, the supplies have been put in place. It has to be. I mean, just the stores along the way wouldn't handle it, and you know it. This is all orchestrated. You better get down there and vote Republican. My God, they're coming. They're going to storm. They're already storming the border. They're crossing it right now as I'm talking to you, dumb fuck. The people of this country, I mean, to buy into this shit to the smallest degree at this point, you are retarded to the point to where you shouldn't be able to speak clearly. You have to be, or else you have to be a goddamn traitor and a part of it. Because, man, when you step back and look at this whole thing, which I've had to do here of late, you look at that United States Incorporation. You look at the ranchers, the loggers, and the farmers. They're all deeply contracted in with the government. They tons of government goodies, the big checks in the mail from the government that out of our sweat that they've taken from us without due process of the law and handed over to them. Boy, they do not want rid of that goddamn. You have to pretend. It's that the Bundys and the Libertarian corporate party are going to set your ass free is goddamn, it's idiocy. It's complete idiocy. They are the traitors. Like we've said before, they're the one that put the mechanism in place. What happened here was a hostile corporate takeover by the international communists, because international communists, that's why they preach that capitalism. See, in this United States corporation, it is a capitalist country. That means you use people. You're a user. You capitalize on situations like poverty. Like, you know, goddamn, man, I've got this work that needs to be done. I'm looking at this work that needs to be done. Man, that work is going to be worth $10,000 to me. Look at that guy over there. Goddamn, his family's going hungry. He can do that work. I can't do it. I'm a fucking idiot. But I do have the capital. I have the capital, you see. That's what it's all about, is having the capital. It's about mammon. It's about the rule of mammon. And for you people out there thinking that this is a holy war, well, you fucking lost. You lost a long time ago. Mammon fucking cleaned up the floor with your God. And you helped him do it. And you're still clinging to it, aren't you? At any rate, when you step back and look at the goddamn whole situation, the international corporate, the states, everybody's incorporated right down to you and me. Without disclosure, without even knowing it. Born into it. Born without your rights. Basically, they removed your rights at birth. And replaced, and named you as a subject to their state and federal corporation. Go ahead.
What good is a good economy or capitalism if you got to pay $25 for 8 pieces of chicken over a Kentucky Fried Chicken, man? I mean, I don't care how much money you got in your pocket. You got to pay that kind of money to live, what's the use?
Well, that's a good point, Mark, and that emphasizes what I'm trying to say here. You know, he's going to tell you, there's jobs out there just all over at $16 an hour, $16 an hour, which is worth, like I said, the $3.05 an hour that a kid starting out got when I was 17 years old. There's no two ways about it. That just like you said, that $100 that the lower middle class, because this is a class system. That's socialism by definition. But the next lower class down, you see, they're gonna get $100. Hell, that's 4 barrels of Kentucky Fried Chicken for the whole family for a whole year. God bless Trump. Get out there and vote. God damn it, people. They, you know, it's just like this thing here, wages are going up. Yeah, the people at the top percent, see, they do it all on a curve. They don't, then that's when all the class thing, it disappears all of a sudden, like, have you noticed this? It disappears all of a sudden, like, and the top people at the top, they're getting $1 billion raises, while the people at the bottom are actually getting less money, but you figure it all together and, oh, there's a whole lot of more money going to the working people. Of course, it's all going to the 1% of the working people and lesser extent to the 2%, right down to the 15%, which is the upper middle class. And everybody else, well, they're getting fucked. And they are the majority in this goddamn country. They are the people who own this country. And this country was never meant to be run as a corporation for profit for outsiders. Just like this money being handed to Honduras and Guatemala. Where is the authorization for that in the Constitution, the true Constitution for the United Big States of America, for them to take, to come into my world, to take my private fucking property, my money I make from the sweat of my fucking brow. To take that away from me and send it down to fucking Honduras to some son of a bitch. It's going to corporations down there, people, because it's all about the international corporate mafia. It ain't going. You think they're sending individual checks like they should be sending to us for our annuities, for our resources they're taking from us? You think they're sending individual checks down to those Hondurans? Or do you think it's going to corporations down there? I just wonder sometimes. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Now tell me again how this country is the land of the free and the home of the brave. You can't really believe that what you see now is the reason so many brave men gave. Teacher used to say we had the Bill of Rights. I think we took a right to send us the bill. Well, I don't know about you, my friend, but I think I've had my fill. They've been walking on me for my whole life. I think it's finally time to draw the line. You can tell old John Cougar Mellencamp he can stick his song where the sun don't shine. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Got a checkpoint up the road ahead. Better pull out your ID. And your taxes just went up again. Gotta cough up some more money. Be careful what you're saying when you're on the phone. You never know who might be listening in. They got cameras watching everywhere you go, so they know just where you've been. You know you better think about the books you read, or your name might go on a list. Don't take too many pictures now, or they'll think you're a terrorist. They're watching you every time you turn around, and they don't like what they see. You gotta be fucking kidding me if you think this country's free. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Well, the banks messed up, so they took money from us and gave a $1 billion bonus. And they didn't give a damn what we had to say. I swear to God, they think they own us. But when they say bend over, you say yes, sir, and then you vote for them again. If you're the kind of people who fought our wars, tell me, how do we ever win? They've been walking on us for far too long, and don't you think it's time to draw the line? Why don't you tell those jerks in Washington to stick their laws where the sun don't shine? My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. They say America, love it or leave it. Well, I loved it, and it left me.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was John Ringer with My Country, My Fucking Ass. And that's it, too. That's what we're down to, people. You know, they're talking about the billions we send out. Now they tell you, let's pretend that we're not retarded, just for a second. Now, why are these people fleeing down there? Well, because the government's down there, there ain't no jobs, and they're communist. By these communist government, well, it's all communist corporatization is what it is. But like in Mexico, the drug cartels are running the government, and the drug cartels are evidently running things in Guatemala and everything, and there are corporations down there, and we're sending them billions of dollars. Why is that? Why is that? So that we can force a one world government by forcing all of these, by forcing all of the different sovereign nations first time I heard that citizen of the world. I'm not a citizen of the goddamn world. I'm an American free national. Will be till the day I die. But it is it's corporate, international corporate mafia, just like we've named it. Oh man. Though Mexico has tried to prevent that. Many others entered Mexico illegally, crossing the Sacachayache River between Guatemala and Mexico by swimming or taking rafts. And numerous migrants, not invaders, even this dumbass goddamn naturalized lady here that spoke a while, she knows a goddamn invasion when she sees one. Even a dumbass communist knows that. Numerous invaders, enemy soldiers voted by a show of hands on Saturday, once they reached Mexico to continue heading north, the New York Times report. Well, they voted. And of course, Mexico ain't going to go. They're going to manage the situation. They're going to manage to help them get clear across Mexico as quick as possible and get up here before, got to get up here before that fucking election, man. I mean, if he was to put troops and close down the border right when just before the election And then all the good, all the, well, I'm a Republican. I can see that, you know, I filled out this paper in upper and lower case as a free American, and I ended up a corporation here on the goddamn voter registration. I guess I'm voting as a corporation. There has been no consent of the people. There is no consent of the people.
The 300-pounders are riding the Greyhound bus.
Oh, hell yes they are, brother. And, you know, having the food delivered. Make no mistake about it. This is being well-financed. You can't move people like that. You can't organize like that. God damn it. Look at what we, I mean, we've been doing this for, what, seven, eight fucking years. We ain't never seen that kind of money just poured on these poor people seeking a better life. They waddle down the street 300 fucking pounds with a kid under each arm that you're going to raise. And that you're, we're coming to take your country because, hey, we fucking ain't got what it takes to take our own country. Do you want a people here so weak that they would let their country do that to them? By the thousands, by the millions? Then they'll be here and they'll be you. And you'll be them. How's that strike you? Well, they've already declared you corporate property, so why the hell not? We want to get to, let's see, where was it? Many others entered illegal crossings between Guatemala and Mexico by swimming or taking rafts. Numerous migrants voted, yeah. We want to get to the United States. Free Walmart! Marie Iris Rodriguez, 17, who has... who was traveling from Honduras with her husband and two young children, told the Times, if they stop us now, we'll just come back a second time. They ain't going to stop you. Not with them two children. You already got your ticket in. They can't tell them children no, and they can't separate you from them children. So welcome to America. The growing caravan, and they can, this is all horse shit, by the fucking way. Every one of these corporate fucking goddamn legislated bullshit laws that have let anybody in this goddamn country since the takeover by the corporation, it's a, every paper signed is fucking fraud, period. It's a fraud. It is just by, that's the fucking law. The growing caravan and seeming inability to stop it highlights several complex issues at play. The labyrinthian U.S. asylum system, we never gave an okay for that. Did you give an okay for that? Oh, that's right. Your corporate straw man did. When you went down and signed that fucking ballot, you signed for the corporation. The corporation has endorsed the corporation, has given the corporation consent to rule over the people, to take what is ours and give to others. Well, in the end, they don't really care because once they get up here and they get us killed, these fucking mutts, they've already shown that they can beat them down into submission, into peasants, peons, and coolies, huh? And then they can just go ahead and finish out with the Georgia Guidestones, huh? Just go ahead and just whack them out. What are they going to do? What did they do in their own country when they were oppressed? If they were ever oppressed? What did they do in their own country when they were threatened with violence? What did they do? Did they fight for their country, or did they just come to take yours?
They're coming through Texas, by the way. I can't believe that the Texans aren't going to be raising hell down there. I mean, you know, I mean, there's going to be 5,000 people coming through Texas, man. You know?
Try to raise hell. You'll see American, you'll see that, you know, no, you'll see those United Nations troops because they're not American troops. You'll see those United Nations troops pointing guns at you. And you get real fucking serious about it, they'll bring in the blue helmets and they'll join with them. Because this isn't your country. You are a piece of property here. That is all. To stop it highlights several complex issues at play. The labyrinthian U.S. asylum system from which the Trump administration has sought to remove protections against detaining and quickly deporting children. The gargantuan task of securing a 2,000-mile border with Mexico and often desperate circumstances in the country that prompted people to flee, something that U.S. government officials recently visited Guatemala to address. Now, think back now, when Reagan, when he had the answer. Remember Ronnie Reagan? When he let the last bunch, when he the last goddamn, what did they call it, amnesty? Remember when he let that? We got what, but we're going to, anybody hires him. See, this is how you stop him. I'm going to tell you, because I'm Ronald Reagan, and I ain't in on this, me and my 10-zillion-acre ranch and my zillions of dollars and my international fucking communism connections and being an international. I'm not in on this. I'm going to tell you Americans how to stop this. We go after the son of a bitch's employing them. You know, you're going to be fined. You get caught employing. If you can't get employed here, if they can't get no, wait, there's already laws in place where they can't get the welfare, but they're getting the welfare. It's kind of like the immigration laws. They're just not enforcing them. You can't enforce them because if you do, a communist judge that can't exist, that is a part of the corporate fraud, that was created by the corporate fraud, will say, no, you can't, and that's it. Mr. President, Mr. CEO, that's it. Understand? This shit is not going to be stopped until I don't know. Maybe the people won't stop it. Maybe the people will just fucking lay down and die.
So what, all the Japanese and all the Ethiopians and all the Europeans that are coming over here illegally that got to spend 6 months in freaking school and all that crap, keep on doing what they're doing, huh? I mean, that doesn't mean a damn thing anymore, does it?
My friend, have you heard the reports where they have shut down these facilities where they bring the people from China, pay like $80,000 fucking dollars to come in here? And they, you know, keep them in a motel room to make sure that their kids shit out here under that phony 14th Amendment? That's why that son of a bitch was put in place for invasion, for this very invasion. That's the one that they say that they can, if you shit a kid out here, the country belongs to him. Well, that ain't how it works. You enter this fucking country illegally, you've committed a crime. You have a kid here, you've committed two crimes. But you see, they're gonna keep, hey, this is gonna play out. This is not gonna fucking change. It's not that they don't understand exactly what they're doing. That's what really gets me about any of this. They're throwing it right in your fucking face here, people. Meanwhile, according to the Associated Press, Mexico's president-elect, communist, he ran as a communist, and he won as a communist. Andreas, and by the way, Trump went down there and made a deal with him as a fellow communist, and there wasn't no fucking wall involved in it. President-elect Andres Manuel Lopez, or Obrador, said Sunday that the U.S., Canada, and Mexico should strike a deal to invest in Central American development. We should send more of our people are living like God. There's 100 million of our fucking people destitute from the fraud of 2008. But we should send money down to these. If we send more money down to the governments that are controlled by the drug cartels, then there's gonna, what? How fucking stupid do they think we are? I don't want one number. I'm American national. It's my fucking money. It's my country, my resources. I don't want one fucking dollar going down there to them. And I want these son of a bitches that are here illegally out. Everyone brought here by an act of fraud out. We haven't reproduced our numbers. Remember, that's why we need all of these motherfuckers in here. Why? If they weren't here, we'd all have a whole lot more, wouldn't we? Well, but then the resources won't be getting developed and won't be, yeah, exactly. They'll be taken as we need them for us because that's who owns them. They act like we got to get these zillion people from other countries in here to dig out our resources and get them cashed in as quick as fucking possible. Why? You and I ain't getting none of it. You getting your annuity check? Nope, you're a piece of property. You are a piece of goddamn corporate property. Everything that you make belongs to them because of that straw man corporation. You think you made fucking $20, you get your paycheck, you think that anything belongs to you? You think you go buy some clothes, a car, or whatever with it, that belongs to you? Nothing belongs to you. You are possessionless subjects. That is it. By law. Their law. Their usurpation. The removal of your Bill of Rights. Their coup. Their bloodless coup. Their slimy goddamn backroom fraudulent coup. You outnumber them thousands to one and you sit there and fucking watch it happen. Just because keep sitting there. Man, I'll tell you, I've thought a lot about this. If I could go back into time, if I knew now what the fucking temper of the people that they're supposed to be the brave, the Americans were, I would have never had children. This is fucking disgusting. He who leaves his town does not leave for pleasure, but out of necessity, with $7,000 in his pocket from George Soros for the journey. See, out of necessity. It is out of a necessity. It is out of a necessity to take a country away from a people. The American nationals. It is to take our fucking country, everything we have, away from us and reduce us to the level of those third worlders you see coming at the fucking border, okay? To put us in subjugation, like those people are, you know, like this terrible subjugation they're fleeing. It's a subjugation that they're building here for us.
Yeah, how does a 300-pounder say that they got subjugated? I mean, you know, they're sure as hell, they're eating. I mean, what the hell?
They got better clothes. I mean, they get brand new clothes. They're all fat. You don't see no war-torn people there, and they just made a nice ride. They got to stop and shower. I'm sure there's goddamn facilities all the way down all along the way. There would have to be. Lopez Obrador, who takes office December 1st, ran on a pro-immigration platform. So now the fucking Mexican president's making fucking policy for the United States of America? Well, for the corporation, they are, because they're adjoined. They joined. They had a corporate, what do they call that, a merger. That's what NAFTA was. It was a corporate merger. And pretty soon there's going to be a goddamn Mexican up there. He'll drive that $16 an hour, Mark. He'll drive your truck. He'll drive your truck, and they'll have him driving your truck. And when you go to raise hell about it, you will be a political dissident, man. You will be taken over to that ditch, and they'll put a fucking bullet through your head to shut you up, because you do have a rightful claim to this goddamn country. National emergency, President Trump to cut Central American aid as Mexico loses control of migrant army. Oh, I thought they were managing it. Now they've lost control. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Since President Trump threatened to close the southern border due to Honduras' unwillingness to comply with his request for assistance in stopping a migrant caravan marching towards the United States, the migrants have successfully crossed into Mexico and on Sunday regrouped after being temporarily delayed at the Mexican border by border guards who failed to force the migrants to turn back. And I'll tell you what, if them Mexicans truly want somebody to turn back, they'll gun your ass down. That's run by the drug cartels. Go ahead.
Yeah, try and go into Mexico, Henry. Well, you know damn well what I'm talking about. Try and go into Mexico and watch what happens. Watch what happens if you try and go in illegally.
Like I said, you would have to be retarded to the point that we're speechless and bad because we don't think much and moan. That's how fucking dumb you would have to be not to see this for exactly what it is. And I think everybody does see it for exactly what it is. And they think, we gotta get out there and vote! No. You go out there and vote, you're giving affirmation to it. You are joining with the corporation. Your little corporation that they created to steal the wealth of this nation from you is working perfectly. All you have to do is keep signing those goddamn fucking ballots, people. And you're helping them, man. You're assisting. You're helping. You're cutting your own goddamn throat. And there ain't no way you can argue it.
I got news for you. They're going to have to let them in. I mean, Reagan gave amnesty. Now, what's Trump going to do? Put 150 armed guards at the border and start shooting? Of course not. They're going to sit there. They're going to have to let them in.
Yeah, you're exactly correct, Mark. Of course, they're not going to have to let him in. The plan is they're coming in, okay? This is all just a goddamn another production. Hollywood is what you see on your TV, okay? Keep that in mind that they removed the law that said they couldn't use propaganda, they couldn't lie to you. And what they called, in a press report? A licensed press report. You see, but then they're a part of the corporation too. And you know, this goddamn equality in the law. I mean, you got Hillary Clinton, espionage, sedition, treason. You give a fucking list. And she's thinking about running again in 2020, by the way. This fuck, people. Come on. Wake up. So, for the second time this year, it appears President Trump is ready to send more U.S. troops to the border. As he said in a tweet, did it do anything? Nope, there's more coming than ever have. There's more pouring over. There's more here. I mean, it's just faster and faster all the fucking time. Did it do anything? Except for, well, actually help them fill out the paperwork and turn them loose into the United States. They didn't stop shit. Now, did they? Monday morning that he'd notified the Border Patrol and military that this is a, quote, national emergency. Uh-oh. When they go declare a national emergency, there's another national emergency to fucking remove your rights from your fucking and turn you into a straw man corporation. No such authority exists. You can't declare a fucking national emergency. You can send the goddamn army. The Congress can put together an army to stop an invasion. I'm going to declare a national emergency. Boy, go look at the list that his predecessor, you know, that Obama that he hates so bad, that Obama that was so bad. You look at the list of the goddamn presidential powers that he put in place for a national emergency. You want to look at something cool. While reiterating that the blame lay with the Democrats for refusing to change our public image. See, they could not get no immigration laws passed for 20 fucking years because the people are sick of that. They didn't like what Reagan did. And the people, fucking no way, man. You go for that, you son of a bitch. I'm dumber than a fucking sled runner, but I know more people coming in here ain't going to get me nothing more. I will not vote for you. That's why they played this game backwards and forwards and acted. Then Obama, you know, did DACA. Oh, he can't do that. He doesn't have the authority in the lawsuits back and forth and all this bullshit. And it just kept on coming. Nothing changed. Now did it. It's just accelerating. That's the only thing you can actually say about it. While reiterating that the blame, it's on the Democrats. Yeah, that fucking, those goddamn Republicans, that goddamn Mitch McConnell, all those rich, filthy, rich son of a bitch. They don't want that slave labor in here. They don't want the American people down to where they have to avert their eyes when they pass royalty like Mitch McConnell Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio. Yeah, he's a Cuban. He's a goddamn Cuban. We should have to avert our eyes when we pass them because they are corporate royalty. This is a corporate monarchy, a worldwide corporate monarchy being run under the system of communism, period.
You know, if one of those clowns that come across, you know, feels like it, he can run for president the next day. I mean, that's all fucked up everything. Right?
We're invaded. We're invaded. We're the only ones talking about it, people. I know out on the net, there's other places. I mean, people were saying, yeah. But man, the squeeze we've seen in the trenches, man, our fucking site slowed down so much. I mean, it's like if you wanted to download something like a Mandamus or something, it'd just be a misery to try to do it. This is fucking blatant. It's blatant on its face. It is treachery to the highest degree. And since Honduras and Guatemala did nothing to stop the migrants, no, the invaders that we financed, we sent them billions of dollars. We're telling you, we're sending them billions of dollars so that they can not, well, do whatever terrible things they do to make these people want to migrate to the United States. Despite Trump's request for assistance, the president added that he would be cutting off aid. We will now begin cutting off here's another one. Here's almost election time. Got to throw in some rhetoric here that we can turn back on. Or substantially reducing the massive foreign aid routinely given to them. Why are you giving massive foreign aid to a country that is so mistreating its people that they're fleeing as refugees? Why are you giving that money to those corporations down there? United States Corporation. Why? The backlash to the migrants has intensified over the weekend as the mile-long caravan has continued unimpeded toward the U.S. border. Unimpeded. Assisted. They're being put on trains, planes, and automobiles. They're being, I mean, like I said, God damn it. 7,000 people all of a sudden heading down a goddamn road. The stores, I mean, think about it. Think about the logistics. They have to be fed. They have to be watered, they have to be washed, and they have to show up in those brand new fucking clothes, that's for goddamn sure. So they can get, when they go down, they look in right in place when they get down to the Walmart for their first pedicure. southern border. Amusingly, liberals, and fuck the liberals, see the way they play, Sim guys are doing it. The goddamn, like these goddamn, these Republicans, it's like, what the hell is his name, that goddamn son of a bitch? Oh, I can see his face. Speaker of the House, come on, somebody help me.
Mitch McConnell?
No, the other one, the Speaker, huh? Paul Ryan. Well, Paul Ryan, boy, that Republican sure don't want them son of a bitches here, does he? No, we gotta change our immigration laws. We gotta change our immigration. No, how about we enforce our fucking immigration laws and take all of this shit like these goddamn, these signing statements, because they're all done without authority. This refugee bullshit. That's like I'm telling you people, what is the fucking difference of them pulling up in front of your fucking house with a goddamn school bus full of fucking refugees and tell them to go on in your house because that's where they're going to stay? Do you own anything? You own nothing. You think you own anything? Your clothes? You don't even own your own being. You are property. That's why they call you a human resource. A resource is not a living entity. No, well, I guess it could be a cow. I guess we could be cows.
Yeah, let's not forget, Henry, probably about 15 to 2,000 of those wetbacks are probably ready to drop, and so that means it's going to be, it won't be 7,000 as soon as they cross and drop that kid. Now it's 10,000,
And plus all the aunts and uncles that go along with it. Because you can't break up a family, not their families, an American family. Hell, you can rip them apart, you can fucking take them out, you can kill them on TV if you want to. An American national. But these people are special because they're a part of a plan, you see. The backlash to the migrants has intensified over the weekend. Really? Amusingly, liberals bullied the Associated Press on Sunday into correcting one of its headlines after the wire service described the caravan as an army of migrants. It's an army, but they're not fucking migrants, are they? They are not migrating to a country. They are invading a country. They are invading our country. And it's gonna go, they'll play the same game. Why shouldn't they? We didn't stop it last time. They'll get down there. Oh, they've broken up into sections and then they won't talk about it for about a week. We'll get up to the election though. I can see it right up next to the election. President Trump has had the military close the border. And then everybody get out there. God damn, I got to go sign for my straw man vote. I'm got to keep the Republic. They got the army. They're going to stop them. They're going to stop them. Then a couple weeks later, you'll see them down there processing them. And then one of these communist judges that can't exist in this country, that cannot exist in this country, he'll say, oh, no.
Henry.
Same old deal. Same old song and dance. Go ahead.
I'm a corrupt resource. I'm a corrupt human resource.
Are you?
Hell, just saying hi, and we're getting ready to close shop. But
you've been corrupted. That's good.
I'm a corrupt human resource. Anyway, hey, love you guys. I've had troubles over here, but we're going to pull through it.
Really? What's going on?
Pardon me?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just trying to beat the cold-ass crap that's coming down the ass on the belt.
I hear.
Nothing big like that. Nothing to brag about. Nothing to, more important stuff on your end than our end about the American Nationals and the Bill of Rights. Now, you're absolutely correct. I wish there was more I can do, and I'm trying to make it so, and it might take a little bit. We'll get it done. But I want to hop off here. I just wanted to. I've been down on the internet and phone for a little bit, so.
Well, we love you right back, brother. We miss you when you ain't here.
All right. I'm ready to go anytime, man. Hope we can hook up. I'll go with you.
it's going to happen, and probably in the worst way, because people are so fucking reluctant to move. Evil thrives when good men fail to do anything about it.
It'll be a freaking individual thing.
Yep.
That's what it'll be.
Real quick,
I'm gonna
guys. Real quick, before we go, the word amnesty is being, that goddamn word amnesty is what's going to kill this country, man. It already has.
They're already here.
What the hell?
They're already here and they're armed. There's one way they leave, and we have to shoot their asses out of here, and that is it. Because we're gonna, you think they're gonna, you're gonna pry them away from the free Walmart? They see, they'll give them guns and they'll shoot at us, man, us American nationals, because they're gonna make, give them problems down in Guatemala. See, they won't shoot at their government. There ain't nothing in it for them. They'll just come and mow their asses down. There ain't a bit, because they're not gonna, you know, see anything developed by anything but big corporations, and they're gonna work as slaves like we're supposed to. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, just look at anybody who goes along that's, you know, saying, you little Trump, this is true. You fucking retard. And that is The Word from the Trenches.